Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, family. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. This is your Omi Inka 7 live coming to you on a special occasion. That's right. I told you periodically I would be coming in to talk to you about special topics on Sunday, and this is one. So we'll be talking about the HERO program, the Lost HERO program from the Home Economics Department. And since we are consumer science and Home Economics Department, it is no more than fitting for us to talk about this much-needed topic of the HERO program. Let me explain to you what those acronyms mean. The HERO program, H-E-R-O, stands for Home Economic Related Occupation. Now, the reason why I thought I'd bring this topic on the scene, since we were talking about young people transitioning out of school with their own individualized plan, I might as well talk about the whole shebang. Now, what is the whole shebang all about? It's all about the lost discipline that has left our middle schools and our high school and some of our higher educational college settings. This particular profession is one that would allow young people to take courses in the Home Economics Department, get advanced standing for credits, as well as to be trained in 9 different industry areas for employment. And most of these opportunities were opportunities for them to do internship, to be placed in corporations for those internships, as well as allow these young people to be prepared for employment. Now, what has happened to the HERO program? Why don't you see it in your district anymore? And why is the program mostly in your suburban setting? When in a time when most of our youth are unemployed and we need this much needed preparation of training our youth for employment, why isn't it in our urban settings? Why have they deleted the profession of home economics? Now, I could go on to tell you all the areas such as textile, hospitality, child development and family life, as well as dietitian. And don't forget about graphic design. These areas roll over into several different disciplines of specialty industry areas that young people could take while they're right in high school, get preparation, and get advanced standing in some settings. Even with the child development, those young people can go on to sit for the exam called the CDA Associate Degree, the non-traditional route, and receive their CDA credential, which is equivalent to a 2-year diploma, which would allow them to go right into the market of the profession of early childhood. That I know personally because I still do work with candidates who are working on their CDA. Now, here's what you need to know. If there are 9 different disciplines, then why are there no disciplines out there recruiting these young people? Have they decided to eliminate this particular course and discipline in the urban setting? And why aren't those young boys learning how to cook in the home economics classes and those young girls learning how to mend and stitch? Why are those programs left out of our curriculum? And mothers, you should be enraged about them. These are the preparatory skills for parenting. This is where they learn about their parenting education so that they prep themselves and you don't have to. But HERO was a very, very popular program when I worked in the area of home economics. It was a very popular program, and it's starting to rise continuously on the scene for youth registering for the Consumer Science Department in Family and Consumer Education, now called. It used to be called Home Economics. And as you hear me periodically say that I am from the Family and Consumer Science Department, I spent my first 4 years working in the area of understanding child development, family life, textile, nutrition. So you got a science background, you say, Omi. That's right. It gives you a wealth of background knowledge, and that's what we're going to be talking about today, how we can get our youth excited about enrolling in family and consumer science and then going on to enroll in the HERO program so that they can get their job skills and readiness skills right now as they transition from high school into the workforce. Now, stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back to talk to you about it, and we're going to open up these phone lines, and we're going to invite those social workers in, those counselors and those teachers, and by all means, youngsters, do come in, because one of the things we're going to be talking about is that you have a state representative for your consumer science department, and for you young people who do not have a consumer science department within your school, there are a number of things that are going on in the area of working with teachers and professionals who work with the certified family and consumer who actually works with the teachers in the district to keep them up to date on their staff development and training and development. Now, there's also support groups as well. Now, here's what I want to say to you mothers. There should be no reason that if your child wants to take home economics, that child cannot take that class for credit and gain the work experience in 9 different areas. That's right. There are 9 different industries to choose from, mothers. So when your child comes out, if he's taking home economics, he should have had family parenting classes. He should have had textile, dietitian. He should have also had the hospitality training. That gives him an opportunity to work in many different areas when he comes out of school and possibly obtain an internship while still in school. HERO program was created so young people could have access to internships. And we're going to be talking about that this evening. We want your input. We want you to be a part of this great discussion because we know that if our young people are not prepared for employment and prepared for transitioning professions, then somebody will have to take these jobs, and they're quickly going abroad right now to ship most of our jobs. Let's try to concentrate on keeping our jobs here in the United States and allowing our young people to train and have these skills under their belt before they matriculate out of high school. We'll be right back to talk to you about that, and we want you to stay tight and lock in those digits at 646-478-0270. Lock it in, little G, and keep it right there. We'll be right back at you. Don't go anywhere. We got some bills to pay, and we're going to go and pay homage to those bills in just a second.
Stay tight. Mother is a message. Got to get the message to our brothers and sisters.
welcome back, family, and thank you so very much for joining us on this off-schedule day. We like to ask all of you teachers, social workers, and broadcasters to definitely join us and be a part of this segment. This is an interesting one because it was hidden, and it was a lost art, and here I was talking about consumer science the whole time, and that is what our room is based on. But I wanted to bring it to the highlighted topic of saying that this particular concentrated area needs to be dusted off and it needs to be accentuated, and young people need to be able to enroll in these programs because, for many reasons, our young women are not prepared to be parents. They have not learned parenting skills 101, and they missed out on enrolling in that class. That is one that they cannot afford to do without. So, mothers, you need to impress it upon the counselors that you want your children to enroll into parenting classes 101 as well as parenting classes 102 and clothing and textile. Now, why? Because they first must be a parent, and they first must know how to run their household. And not to forget that these hero classes, they also teach financing and management of financing, balancing checkbooks, as well as balancing budgets in the home. And these are some things that we talked briefly about when we were talking earlier last year, and we brought some speakers in to talk about that. Now, it seems as though the suburban schools are very, very much in demand for these particular teachers. They're trying to recruit them from all over because they want their non-Melanite children to have these skills. But I don't know why mother in the black community is not raising sand, because she knows that she doesn't have time to sit at home and teach her children the foundation of cooking classes or family child development. So it's very important that you should go to these schools and talk about these subjects. Now, another thing I want to talk to you about, ladies and gentlemen, the HERO program allows a student to go out into the community and to gain experience doing internship. That's the most important thing. Most young people are being told they don't have any experience, so they can't be hired. Now, that alleviates, the HERO program alleviates the inadequate student who has no work experience. The HERO program was so valuable in the suburban areas that young children that went into these programs in the child development area, a large percentage of them came out with their CDA degrees, and they were able to find jobs in child care centers right out of high school because they had credentials. Now, I want to say to those home ec teachers out there that I know that it takes a lot for you to have to lose your employment and your job, and I know that it's very, very important that you should understand that you can still offer these programs on Saturdays and alternative programs, and you can still talk about the necessity for them. And parents, you can still gather up those unemployed home ec teachers and ask them to offer their classes in an alternative school. You can still do this. It's not too late. Now, I don't know what the market holds, and I don't know what their plans are to bring these teachers back, but I do know that that's the missing link in our public school. The children are getting everything but humanization and socialization for a better lifestyle and a home life. Now, what good is it to have all this academic knowledge and you have no way of socializing yourself in a community? And I don't want to see young girls who don't know the first thing about handling themselves in the kitchen or how to sew a button on or mend a sock. It is ridiculous what we have done to the education system by eliminating these things that are quite necessary. They're quite necessary in the communities of the suburban suburbs, so they should be just as necessary in the urban setting. So this is an urgency, and I'm making a call out to all of those people who work in the profession of family and consumer science, We ask that you would come in and give us your input. What do you feel is going on? Why are the jobs being eliminated? And why are you being moved out of your profession? It takes so much continuing education and taking courses to stay up to date. And once you become credentialed and a master teacher, you should not have to continue to go outside of your profession to go look for another job. You shouldn't have to do that. And one of the things that you mothers could do is go down to the district and ask, where are the consumer and family education courses? What happened to the HERO program? Why are my children not getting hands-on experience and getting a chance to go and work in the workforce? If you would complain and make a fuss over your parents, I tell you, somebody would really, really get the message. Now, I like to see those phone lines light up. I like to see them light up right about now, so that we can have an intelligent discussion about where has the consumer science program gone in the curriculum. And isn't it also a part of best practices? And don't you have common core standards for the home ec department? If so, I want to hear about it, because I'm pushing for those common core standards to get back into the curriculum. Being that it is a specialty of mine, and knowing how valuable it is in the life science area for young people when they go and get married, it is a necessity. It is a requirement. And because so many of our young people are lost when it comes to what to do in a marriage situation and a family situation, they should not have to be graduating from high school without the basis of these skills. Now, one of the things I like to say to you counselors, maybe it's your fault. Maybe because when you get ready to sign them up for an elective, they take some off-the-wall elective that doesn't amount to anything. And instead of you saying, hey, why don't you try a home ec class, maybe that's something you can benefit from. But nevertheless, you're finding that there are far and few in between classes in home ec. Now, I know it starts at the middle school level.
Yeah.
It starts at the middle school level, and these young 7th and 8th graders can enroll in home ec classes. And they're even looking to see if they can start even younger than that at 4th and 5th grade. Now, unfortunately, we are finding that these things are happening in our neighborhoods, in the black neighborhoods, where they need these skills. Hold tight. We'll be right back at you in a second. Let's take a station identification. And if you don't mind, I'll meet you in the air. Stay tuned. Welcome back, family. Once again, we're talking about family and consumer science. We're talking about the LOST program called the HERO program. Those acronyms stand for Home Economics Related Occupations. Now, as I indicated earlier before the break, that there are at least 9 concentrated areas in that profession of industry, such as hospitality, dietetics, foods and nutrition, as well as child development. And you can also find young people prepared to work in the food industry as well. So some of these can become professional jobs, such as dietitian and graphic and design, textile and graphic and design. So it is a multiplicity of areas of concentration, and it gives these young people a head start before they go off to college. And if they do decide to further their education, they can still pick a concentrated area of majoring in once they go to college. But we want you to know, parents, that it's not enough just to have a plan. You've got to have a workable plan, and a young student has got to have lined up in his mind what skills he has. Now, there's a lot of new preparational programs out there for the ACT, SAT, and they're prepping these students for intelligent tests to find out what their interest is and what skills they have. So, mothers, I would say that if you wanted to get more money for your bang, you would get your young people involved at the high school and middle school level, and you would begin to see the benefit of these classes because they would pay off for them. So do not think that most of these young children don't need that head start. They do need that head start. They need that head start just like preschoolers do, so that they can get the work experience under their belt and they can be more reliable out in the workforce and be consistently there on a long-term basis and possibly be able to receive their pension. Now, what I want to say to you teachers is that there's a lot of home ec teachers right now who might not know what's going on. And some of them might have their jobs now, but then there are those who don't have employment and they've got all the skill and they're doing nothing with it. Now, there are alternative schools. There are charter schools that have to have their curriculum aligned for the Common Core standards for home ec. And there are also choice schools, the new voucher system. So home ec teachers, you need to be heavily into these programs because they need you. They need you to help lay a foundation for those programs so that we make sure we have a humanized program that will teach children to be actually connected to life, not just connected to technology, not just connected to mathematics, but to life. And the reason why I want you to understand that our children are missing the mark is because they have no work experience and they have no connection to the industry of employment. It's far too late to get them started on getting their first job and getting a work permit when they're 20 years old, mother. You can get that work permit when they're still in middle school and get an actual approval for them to start work early so that they can get enrolled in those HERO programs and you can watch your child graduate with credentials behind them from work experience. Now, let me talk to you a little bit more about home economic-related occupations. This is one of the, by far, in detail schools of academic. This school of academic covers a large area, and you will see a multiplicity of professors and specialists in this area, from allied health to the area of graphics and design and textile, all the way up to hospitality, to dietitian, and family and child development. So therefore, your teachers will be well-equipped to bring you into the knowledge. So it's very vital that you understand that enrolling in these classes at high school level is also something that you're responsible for students. You can ask your counselors to enroll you in these classes, and maybe you need to have her sign off on getting you in these classes because they might be filled. They're becoming very popular now in the more white communities, very popular, as I know they are here in our hometown. However, you might find that in the urban settings, there are very few classes, and sometimes they're eliminated. So it's vital that we ask the question, how will my child be socialized? How will my child learn about life? These are life skills. These are life skills they can get nowhere else except for at home. And, Mom, when you're absent from home and you're working, you just simply do not have the time to educate your youngsters on how to become adults and how to enter the workforce. Now, I want to school you on something. I will say that family and consumer science focus in on quite a bit of science, and nutrition, so you have to take quite a bit of science. So those students who are in high school, they should be taking their science classes at the basic level so when they test for the colleges that they can go into a level that will grant them college credits and they won't have to take all those entry level that are non-credit courses. It's very vital that you should understand it's not enough just to have a plan. It's vital that we understand that there are programs in the school. There are programs in the school also, mothers, in the area of the STEMS program. Some of your Caucasian schools are well aware of the STEMS program, which is the science, technology, engineering, and math. And now they have added the ex-con on the end of it to include computer science. I know about this area because it is an area that we do advocate in for young students to get into the pre-college program for engineering. That program is wide open and has summer programs at most colleges for young people to enroll in. And that's a vital area for young people to get their first experience, one and two. Those are skills that they can get when they come out of high school and transfer them over into college and get advanced standing. In that area of engineering, there are areas such as scheduler planner that young people can work in, and that is working directly with the engineer, helping to prepare the time cards and schedule all the workers to work on certain projects. It is a very necessary position and highly technical. And young people who are looking for employment have got to be skilled in some area that's in demand. We know our foods department is in demand, but it pays very, very low. So you don't want to stay in those areas. Those are just stepping stones. And you want to make sure if you're going to go into dietitian or nutrition that you harness up on your science skills and math as well. And certainly if you're planning on going into a pre-college program for engineering, you definitely want to have your math and science down pat, at least the foundation for those math classes. Now, mothers, I want to say something to you. Your teachers are very busy. Sometimes they are not aware of what your students are taking, but your counselors are responsible for what those students take. Most schools are on a core 40, that is in the white suburban schools. I'm not certain about in the urban settings if they're on a core 40 or not. If your child does not take the right preparation of courses, he might not be eligible to get into a university of higher learning. And if that is the case, he will have to go back and take a lot of preparatory classes, such as making sure he has his language classes, is math classes, and science classes. And a lot of our African-American children come up short when they don't have that two-year of language or they don't have a two-year or three-year of science. That's very vital. If they're going to go into anyone's university, they must have their sciences in place and their language. Now, what I want to say about the HERO program is that it's being kept a quiet secret as it slowly has exited out of the department. You don't hear young women talking about a recipe that they've learned in home ec anymore. It's not all about just recipes. Those classes are geared up to teach women how to become entrepreneur and financial wizards, because they're also teaching budgetary and finance and how to balance your checkbook. And that's something our young people don't know about. They don't know how to handle money. Now, they may make all of these strides to gain great employment, but to be a poor steward over finance is really bad. It's very important that they learn how to become a good student and a good steward over the money that they have been entrusted to handle. And finance is very, very important, especially in dating. You must understand that if they don't have this skill of finance, then they can't really date, because it takes money to go out on a date, and it takes someone that knows how to handle the money. Now, one of the things I want to say about the HERO program is that you can, mothers, go online, and you can find the support groups that are supporting the teachers that are working in the area of consumer science, and you can get behind them. And you can also write letters to your state to make sure that your area or region is properly covered with family and consumer science classes. If not, then you need to be asking, where did the classes go? How do we get them back? because they're so much needed for our children to have preparational skills for internship. So what happens with the internship? They go out into the workforce. They get an intern, and they work for corporations. They get experience, and they get credit for it. It's not necessarily a paid internship as it is a credit type of internship. But there are many young people now that are doing community service, and it's very vital, mothers, that you get your young people locked into doing community service. Those years of experience can also count towards credit if they volunteer for certain non-for-profit organizations. And some of your Caucasian schools, they mandate that their youngsters have an opportunity to do community service. They're required. And some of their clubs require them to do community service. Community service is very good for African-American young children. The reason I know is because as I came up as a young child, I was required to do community service and to put in volunteer time. But when you talk to most of our African-American children, when you tell them this is volunteer work, the first thing they say is, you mean I won't get paid for this? Mothers, you have to tell them that they can get paid over and over again when it comes to volunteering, because it will pay off for them, and it will give them an opportunity to use that community service as work experience, especially for those young children who have not had any type of work experience. They can use their volunteer time to help write a resume to show work experience. Ladies and gentlemen, not to deter you, but I want you to understand that we do have jobs, but we have to make them. We have to make them, and we have to mandate that we're giving the audience to talk about things that in our black communities we don't have access to. And it's very vital, mothers, that you should go up to the district, offer to volunteer, to be a part of also drafting and aligning these curriculums. And if you don't see any home ec in the curriculum, inquire about it. Ask where has the consumer and family science gone. Ask what's going on. Why don't your young people have any trades programs? And will they be getting wood shop or metal shop? And are there any trade schools in the program? Usually people put the family and consumer up under the trades area, and they kind of hid them there. So when they got rid of all the trades program, they just ushered out the home ec programs right with it. Now, we got to usher them right back in, mothers. We've got to. And the reason why I say that is because they prepare young people for so many different areas of specialty that they would not believe all of the skills that they're getting. And they will be so prepared that they can go out and just about find any type of job. And it's very vital that you should understand that these positions are positions that belong to our young people. Now, they might not want all these food positions, but they can go into hospitality, and they can do internships into hospitality. They can also go into daycare centers and do their hero program and volunteer in daycare centers. They can even help run daycare centers in the high school. Most of the time, they would have a program set up in the high school that was a bona fide child care center. And most of your Caucasian neighborhoods, they know exactly what I'm talking about. They have full-blown daycare centers within their high schools, and they're running these programs. These young students are, and they're getting that work experience. It's very vital that we should understand that if our children don't get the experience that they need, that they will be missing out on something. Now, once again, I want you to go out, mothers, and find out about the support groups and how you can volunteer and how you can be a part of these programs, because it's very vital that you should. Hold tight. We'll take a station identification real quick.
Well, Mother is a message. Got to get the message. The message to our brothers and sisters. Thank you.
talking about putting our family and consumer science back into our school departments, our HERO program. Where is it? Where did it go to? I like the acronym, but I like what it stands for, Home Economics Related Occupations. It is a big profession, ladies and gentlemen, and it is the highest paying, one of the top 10 highest paying jobs in the higher education, the higher academia college level. Those positions are paid very well. So for you home ed teachers, you got to come out from hiding. You got to come out of those closets, and you got to come out of those sewing rooms long enough to assemble yourselves together to find out what's going on in our profession. That's right. It is our school. It is a school that we gained all of our knowledge from, all of you alumni. I came out of the School of Family and Consumer Science. It was an excellent field. It gave me opportunity to be exposed to nutrition, dietetics, and learning the sciences, and learning the textiles, as well as learning the child development. However, you can specialize. I did specialize in the child development area, family and child development. But it's very vital, mothers, that you know that these are professions that your young people can major in while they're yet in high school. And for some of you mothers who don't know this, those programs in the area of STEM is also available in some of your suburban settings where they offer engineering classes and biomedicine classes so that your young people can enroll in these programs while yet in high school. It's very vital that you get your children in these programs and get them some experience, work experience, not necessarily just going and designing a plan. They must also have higher level learning. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, Mother is a message. Got to get the message to our brothers and sisters.
All right. Now, if those phone lines are going to light up, it should be lighting up right about now. Our chat room is open if you want to chat about it. We'd definitely like to invite you in to make your remarks known. Chat something, and I will be able to respond to you. Now, what we've been seeing is that people don't realize the necessity of talking about educational programs. This is the Care to Read room, if you did remember. Do you care to read? You need to read about what's happening in our school system, what is happening to the elimination of our programs that are just completely becoming just evaporated off the curriculum. And yet we are yelling and screaming about Common Core standards, and yet we have a major discipline that has just completely vanished off of the roster altogether. Home economics is valuable, mothers. Home economics is valuable, sons and daughters and fathers, because it will give your child a foundation for better living. And that's what you want them to have, parents. You want them to have a foundation for better living so that they can start their lives out right, understanding how to be a steward over finance, how to balance a checkbook, how to handle funds, how to be able to even put money aside for retirement, and how to work a budget. All of these things are taught in family and consumer education. And it's not a girls' community or a girls' club, young men. This is for the family. And if you want our families to get better, we are going to have to come up with some way we can do a better job in the future. And for those of you who are working in the profession, teachers, you have got to urge your young people to enroll in these classes. You've got to tell them right away, through the school start, if they need an elective, go and enroll in a home ed class. Go and take a parenting class. Take a nutrition class. But get involved. And also enroll in the HEROES program and take an internship within that program. And ladies and gentlemen, I like to say something. I like to say that we're going to have to create what we don't have in our African-American communities. We're going to have to create jobs, and we're going to have to create finance in our African community. And it's going to take us being very, very clever, and just like Erykah Badu says, I'm clever. Dress ain't cost me but $7, cause I'm clever. That's why she's able to take a small amount of money and make do on it. We keep talking about how poor we are, but once you get to be clever in managing money, you can take a small amount of money and manage your affairs. That's what we want to teach our young people, about how not to take all of their money and invest it in material clothing, and how to only buy periodic.